This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 517. I am Brian Kilby. Radio Free Cybertron is the original Transformers podcast. We'll be celebrating 18 years. That's not possible. Not possible. With me this week, though, we are down one person. Two, but John may or may not be here. But we have made up for it with a couple of guests. First and foremost, we have Jason came on the call first. So Jason Kirk, how's it going?
Oh, this isn't that one episode of Star Trek?
No. You're not going to hear yourself talking.
You're a couple of days late for that. Sorry.
Oh, crap. Sorry. No, hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
And Eric Crownover. Eric, how's it going?
Great. I'm glad to be on.
Eric Crowbar.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you're actually going to work for Hasbro at some point. That's the plan, right?
That's the plan.
You know, you can never be on the show again if you work for Hasbro.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. We also have Chris. Chris, how's it going?
Hello.
Diecast, who is bereft of pizza.
I am also Brian Kilby. We're all Brian Kilby.
We are all Brian Kilby here. Speaking of, here's Brian Kilby. I'm talking to you, Don. So
the older Brian Kilby.
The older Brian Kilby. So Don and I actually, before the show, tweeted out the phone number, and we did a test of the phone system, and it was a success. So we tested it so we can start taking calls. I really enjoyed it too, to be honest. So we'll figure out when to schedule Don's show. What are we calling it? It's a Don deal. It's a Don deal. It's a Don nice. Deal. That's the name of the show.
Yeah, I think that's the name we all decided on for Don.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Rob, would you listen to that show?
Yes, I would.
Would you partake on that show? Would you call in and try to sell some wares on that show?
I'd need better wares first, I think. But probably.
Well, you do have the Magic Goodwill, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah. It has been decidedly non-magic lately, though. It's very sad.
I mean, based on the call-in show around here on the same premise, no, I don't think you do need better wares.
So what I'm really hoping is, so the idea of this, especially it's from like small town radio where people would call in and try to sell stuff. I used to have to do that for the radio station I worked at. It was my least favorite thing to do. It's because people would call in and they would literally just recite a script that they would do every single day.
Back years and years ago, one of the local grocery store owners actually did that with that show every day. That's why I know his name by heart, Dole Murphy, who owns a grocery store 8 miles from here, would call in and read his ad script, which was new for every week. He would, you know, basically read the details from the weekly circular, and that was a daily occurrence.
So for me, I miss my mom so much because she was awesome. There was a lady who would call in and she wouldn't sell anything. She was very religious. So she would offer to pray for you and she wanted people to call and so that they could, she could pray for them. But that wasn't enough. She called herself the prayer warrior. That's how she introduced herself every single time she called. So my mom, after hearing this like 36 times, got tired of it. So she actually started calling her. And tried to get her to help. Exercise a demon, and the lady totally took it seriously. It was really awesome. I wish I had recorded that call. That's fantastic. It was phenomenal.
Okay, so you take after your mom is what you're saying.
I take after my mom. That's exactly right. Let's see here. So if you have a Roku, you need to install our channel. You can do it easily through the Roku website, tfradio.net/Roku. Sign in, and you have that. We are also, this is the point when I plug stuff on the show. We also have, Apple Podcasts. So if you are an iOS user, like, I'm holding this handy dandy iPad mini 2 right here, I could go and listen to the podcast through this. So at our website, there's at tfradio.net/517, which is the posting for this episode. There's a button that says Apple Podcasts. Click it, hit subscribe, and you never have to miss a show again. It's the greatest thing ever. You should do that.
When you said that, I'm so hungry. I thought I heard apple pie for a second. I was like, I want apple pie.
I don't like apple pie.
Yeah, apple pie is not really.
It's okay.
Cooked apples aren't good. Yeah, let's put it that way.
I agree.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, applesauce. Applesauce is a good application of cooked apples, but that's about the only thing.
I can destroy a can of Lux apples fried.
I bet you can,
destroy
Don.
Destroy a can of those.
Do you have to dip it in Miracle Whip first?
Oh, God.
No.
Wrap some Velveeta around it?
Oh, no.
Some things are fine without Miracle Whip and Velveeta, as hard as it is to believe.
Also, you should really sign up for our RSC Insider mailing list. So John's been managing that, and I've been kind of itching to take it over, so I am going to play around with it. It's going to be the most awesome mailing list you've ever received.
Plenty control freak.
yes, I am. TFradio.net/insider. I am totally a control freak. I will admit that.
Hey, Diecast, did dinner arrive?
Oh, is it good? What is it? What kind of pizza is it?
Pizza Hut and Wings. They're Wing Street. Which
I like their stuff. I like the I Buffalo like Burning Wings. Hot. The Buffalo Burning Hot's good. That's what I get. But yeah,
is your pizza pineapple and ham?
No.
Then you're doing it right.
TFradio.net/insider. So last week we started, we brought back There Goes My Money. So we got some feedback that instead of having it be the segment and a podcast, the thought was that There Goes My Money would just be a podcast in and of itself. And we would sort of continue with what you got this week, but we would trim way down and only cover like the most important things and then cover everything in the There Goes My Money podcast, which will be back this week, hosted by Diecast.
There Goes My Money is a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
A podcast.
Yeah, you're right. it's a lifestyle that you and Don both lead. So
yeah, I mean, honestly, Don should be the co-host of that with Diecast because, like, it's two sides of the same coin.
I agree. I think that's how we should format it.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's exactly how it's going to be. It's going to be Diecast and Don. There goes my money.
We have decided how Diecast show is going to be formatted and what Don's participation level is going to be.
Yes, we have.
This is perfect.
Yes, we have.
So this is like work and all the decisions are being made about me without my input at all.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, Don, it is.
Don, and your evaluation will be next week, Thursday at 2. So we'll talk then. Instead of like going down what everybody got, the only really singularly important thing is what Eric got, and John's not here to talk about it, nor Matt. So, Eric, why don't you tell us about what you got this week?
So I got the subscription service 5.0, the two double pretenders. And so there's the Megatron and the Optimus Prime.
Those are so awesome.
They are really neat. I really like the Optimus Prime shell, especially since I don't have the other use for it.
Oil slick?
Oil master. Yeah, Oil Master. The only new tooling, I'm pretty sure, is the Optimus Prime head for the little Optimus Prime on the swerve mold. And I really, really like this guy. The colors are just really do it for me. The metallic blue is just so great. Megatron's okay. the black paint on his face totally drowns out any features. Mm. You can't really tell what his face looks like unless you own the other version, then you know. But it's okay. Little Target Masters, they're neat. I really like the purple on Megatron's. I can't remember his name, though.
Space Warp.
Okay.
Which is actually a very similar deco to the Astro Train they did early on in the club career. Some very similar, color layout.
That was 10 years ago.
Which was itself based on a canceled other exclusive, which was called Space Warp, I believe. So there's, like, levels to this.
This is why you're here. Because I don't remember that stuff. I love that Astro Train so much.
I know. This is my favorite Armada mold.
Yeah, Jetfire's fantastic. So, Eric, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. The Megatron shell came with a Titan's Return Sentinel Prime rifle. It's just black. And the Optimus Prime mold from Titan's Return, that sword, he comes with a black version of that. Prime comes with a gray version of Orion Pax's blaster. And it works pretty well. Yeah, it works pretty well on the figure. And there's a little connector piece that goes on Megatron's chest to help him secure in the Pretender shell. but I had no idea what it was at first. So
nobody did.
It's shaped like Megatron's G1 gun.
Yeah, that was the intention. Jesse Wittenrich actually explained a little bit about this. So they tooled that up because they found with that Grand Mech shell, there was no secure way, the way they were testing with it, to get Megatron and Space Warp both to fit inside the shell when it's closed. Like, they'd be rattling around loose. So they came up with that could be plugged on. Space Warp plugs on the front of that. You can actually do that and have like a baby carrier thing going on.
A baby carrier.
He's supposed to peg on the front of it.
Yeah, the tolerances didn't really work out. But the gun thing, it was intentional. There's that post on the back of it, but that had to be retooled for more stability for the chest connection, but even that still didn't work out with the retooling, and it got rid of the gun use of it. So
sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it's not like a flat little head for Ravage.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that Optimus Prime head looks like it turned out really good.
Yeah. It does.
And that's great that they include that Orion Pax rifle too, because that's probably my favorite single iteration of the classic G1 Prime rifle design. There is something about the bulk and proportion of it that just really, really reads well to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. Anybody else? So one big thing, and we'll talk more about it, and there goes my money on Diecast and Don's podcast. You should at this point be able to find the Last Night movie toys, hopefully. Some people can't.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, because I went around and made the rounds yesterday, and two Toys R Us's had no sign of the Last Night in stores at all. No shelf tags, no like feature space up front.
And they had a sign out,
a poster on a window.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a poster on the window saying that they were in stores, but they weren't. I also went to a couple of Targets. No poster on the window, but also no movie toys inside. So right now it does look a lot like Walmart's probably your bet.
My Target has them. My Walmart has them. I only have one of each. So I want 100% coverage here. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did the rounds in Nashville yesterday because I wanted some sushi. And
did you go to
no good place to get.
Did you go to
I didn't go to the sushi train. I went to the cheaper buffet on the other side.
Okay.
The sketchy sushi.
That place we went in Dixon wasn't bad, but did they only have Chinese?
The place we went in Dixon is fine, but it's expensive.
Oh, okay.
There's a really good buffet that's got a sushi bar on it on the opposite side of Nashville from where we ate.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's like $9 at lunch. I eat there every chance I get.
Nice. Okay.
And that's what I got this week.
Well, we'll talk more about that in There Goes My Money, which will probably drop. I'm aiming for Friday. So RFC normally drops Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So There Goes My Money will drop the next day. Let's see here. This free comic book day in history. That's coming up. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh, awesome. Okay. 2003. This was a good one. The free Armada comic is released by Dreamwave. That's a good comic.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's one I would not be disappointed in.
I enjoyed it a lot, hell of a lot more than the show.
Who didn't? that was Chris Sarracini, right?
I think.
Yeah. And so it's interesting. So that was like at the first point when people that we, not that Chris was, but people that we would actually know from the fandom got involved. Like Adam Patek, remember him?
Yeah.
He and I were not friends on All Toys Transformers.
I'm aware.
We argued a lot. But, you know, I'll give him credit. I thought his stuff was pretty good. But I was a very argumentative person in my youth. I was a terrible person. Yeah. I'm not that argumentative now. I'm very agreeable. So that was kind of cool. That was one thing Dreamwave had going for it. Just hopefully they got paid. In 2012, Free Comic Book Day featuring, and I got this one.
Me too.
Simon Furman's Regeneration 1, issue 80.5.
I think Rob actually picked this up and mailed it to me because I didn't have access to a comic book store that day.
I think, no, maybe I'm thinking of something else. There was one that I got via Comixology, but you would typically have to wait to get the Comixology Free Comic Book Day stuff.
It could have been that because I think that did go up there later.
Yeah.
Either that or Transformers versus G.I. Joe.
I definitely got that one via Comixology. That was 2014. And that's the best Free Comic Book Day comic ever. Pretty much.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I bet Don would disagree with you.
Don didn't read it, though, did he?
Probably.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the Pretty Regeneration 1 pictures. What was it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So the omnibus for Transformers versus G.I. Joe is coming out soon, right?
Should be, yeah.
Have it on pre-order.
Yeah, because they bumped it back so they could include
the movie.
Yeah.
The movie is so good. It's so good.
Transformers versus G.I. Joe, the movie, the comic.
Eric, what are your thoughts on that, being of a younger demographic?
My thoughts on G.I. Joe versus Transformers?
Yes, yes.
I don't understand it, but I kind of like it.
There you go. That's fair.
Nobody understands it, so don't feel bad about that. Yeah. You're not supposed to. Yeah. Okay. It's art.
Yeah, it's art. Yeah, it's interpretive fiction.
It's Tom Scioli's extremely elaborate performance art.
Yes. He's better at it than I am. Yeah. It's pretty good. Let's see here. I guess next segment, Bad Poets Corner. This is the last vintage Bad Poets Corner poem written in 2000.
Good. So next week we get some fresh bad poetry.
Fresh bad poetry. And I don't know that I can do this one in character. I think that would kill it. So do I do it in character?
Well, try not, and then if I think afterward that you could have, I will just, you know, harass you about it forever.
Okay. Leaders almost always have something in common to share, from brave Autobot courage to keen Decepticon strategy that is so BS that's wrong. Autobot leaders always know how those under them fare, for if a leader knows nothing, it's a real tragedy. I was a terrible writer when I was a teenager. Wait, no, that's wrong. Which we will learn in time. Completely dissimilar from their head to the tip of their feet. Simply put, Autobot leaders are always named Prime, and the cons only share a single phrase. Decepticons retreat. Yeah. Bad point. It's supposed to be bad! That's the point. Yeah, that would have killed me to try to do it in Happy Day character.
Probably.
Yeah, that would have been hard. But if I tried to do it in Happy Day character, trying to be real Brian, Inception-like, that would have been. My next Happy Day video is going to be about that. So, okay. Bad Poets Corner will be back next week with something written in 2017. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so we're trying to start the news off this going forward with like a big topic of conversation, something that's topical. And I love this. I read this earlier this week. The Transformers Last Night Long Range Forecast assesses the film's chance of success. I'm just going to read this, and then we'll discuss. Pros. The Transformers brand remains hugely popular both in North America and around the world. Regardless of how it performs in the States, this should once again mark a bright financial spot on Paramount's bottom line when global box office is taken into account. Excluding The Mummy, this stands as one of June's few summer tentpole options aimed squarely at the male audience. The Mummy looks terrible. Adult fans and teenage boys alike should once again drive the bulk of business. Twitter activity has been quite respectable, especially in terms of sentiment which registers more positive than it did for Age of Extinction at the same point before release, driven by encouraging trailers thus far. The return of Mark Wahlberg, Mock. The return of Mock. Wahlberg.
Mocky Mock.
That's it, yeah. Ensures the franchise still has star power to help it. Is he a star? Is Mark Wahlberg really a star?
I think he counts.
Yeah,
he's some definition.
He's no Rock.
Have you not seen Ted?
No, I haven't.
The girls they put in those movies are more interesting than Mark Wahlberg.
This is true. Fans may also be intrigued by the addition of Anthony Hopkins. I doubt it. Most fans don't know who Anthony Hopkins is. Who features
prominent... I've seen Thor.
Well, that's true. I've seen Thor. I love you. For another fan-specific interest, this marks the beginning of the next era of the franchise as its first installments... to come out of the writer's room established by the studio to map out where future editions will go. Okay, cons. As with most series, five films deep into the run, some continued diminished returns are expected here. The previous two films each declined from the series' domestic box office peak, 2009's Revenge of the Fallen, with $402 million, how I don't know.
Revenge of the Fallen was so good.
Oh, God. With the previous entries specifically generating strong criticism, even from the target audience, it's highly likely this film continues the trend on opening weekend. Being sandwiched in between Cars 3, which nobody will watch. That's not true. But in Despicable Me 3, the trailers.
Which nobody should watch.
Nobody should watch. They're both going to be bad. Could potentially, if not likely, cut into young male viewership. I'm sorry. I doubt many 15-year-old boys are going to see Cars 3 or Despicable Me 3, just to be honest. With Spider-Man Homecoming, War for the Planet of the Apes, which looks awesome, and Dunkirk all looming in July, the older male crowd is going to be a tough sell in the sequel. While the franchise remains a pillar of among franchises with over 32 million Facebook fans as of this writing, its day-to-day growth is not currently as healthy as it was at the same point before Extinction's release. Flixster is also a source of concern relative to past franchise standards. Okay, this is from Box Office Pro. I fully expect this movie to make less than $100 million the first weekend. And that was the low. That's what Age of Extinction barely nudged out, $100 million. Which used to be a big sum of money for an opening weekend, not so much anymore.
I would like to bet that you are wrong, and it's going to outperform Age of Extinction.
I hope I am.
Yeah, I'd take the over on that.
Yeah.
I think that might be right.
The trailers are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going to drive opening day. Now, if
word
it
of
has
mouth. What about
staying
word of mouth?
Power, that's going to be the thing that's going to be really hard to decide.
So you saw,
see the movie.
You saw 15 minutes of this, right?
Yes.
Chris, did you see any of the footage when you were on set?
Oh, no, none of it. I mean, there was nothing done then.
Okay, so based on the 15 minutes that you saw diecast,
yes.
Do you think people are going to like this?
Based on the 15 minutes I saw, I think it's going to be very much the same of what we've seen in the last four movies.
That's not selling me on this.
No, I'm not trying to sell you. I'm just trying to be honest. But I didn't see enough that I can really judge. Like, I need to be there on opening day, and I will be there on opening day.
I mean, I feel like the whole writer's room thing is a direct response to Age of Extinction seriously underperforming what they wanted. Like, they're trying to get that bounce back up. The trailers do look really good. The promotional materials they're putting out obviously have a spin to try to make it feel like this is a different movie than what has come before to try to drive that. I still think it's a 50-50 on whether that's actually going to succeed and actually bring in a stronger audience than Age of Extinction had.
50-50, huh? Way to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to do as well. I just think that there's more competition in the theaters these days with the success of Marvel, as Marvel has gotten more and more popular now that Star Wars is back. I mean, it also really depends on the year, too. Like,
yep.
A couple of years ago, it was really a down year for movies when it comes to blockbusters. I mean, this year looks pretty good so far. So, I mean, it could do okay just in terms of sheer volume of people going to the theater. But, man, I don't know. I don't see Transformers as a strong franchise like it was.
We'll know more this weekend after Guardians comes out, because we'll get a good reaction as to what the box office is going to do in relationship to that. Because that has the potential to maybe not hit Avengers numbers, but vastly outperform the first movie.
Well, the first movie outperformed expectations. It scored, made over $300 million, which is, honestly, I would have expected that to make something more in the range of $170 million, like Ant-Man or some of the other Marvel films. So, I mean, hell, the first Captain America only made like $140. Guardians will probably do better than the first one.
I already have my tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy
too.
For tomorrow night.
I can't go since Kim is traveling, so Kim, Wendy, and I are going to go see it Saturday.
I mean, Boss Baby overperformed earlier this year, so anything's possible.
That's true,
right?
And I enjoyed it. I watched it. I liked it. Kim wanted to see it, so I.
But Chips did what I thought Chips was going to do, which was nothing. So
that came out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
See,
that looks so dumb.
It obviously it was. It made like $8 million its first weekend.
Well, so, I think that's still more than Jem and the Holograms made total.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts?
Take your victories where you can get them.
Any other thoughts around what Transformers is
Eric,
going to do?
Do you have any insights here?
You're the demographic for this.
Yeah. I've had so many people my age like coming up to me and telling me how excited they are for this just because I'm very obviously a Transformers fan, but like people that that don't really like Transformers or even really like Marvel, like that kind of stuff, they're really excited for this movie, like surprisingly so. I've had a lot of people, and so it's been kind of confusing.
So you're 19, right?
I'm 17.
You're 17. Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're damn
young.
Very young. You're going to school. You're going to college next year. So yeah, I don't know where I got this. I don't know where I got that. Okay. So I'm literally more than twice as old as you are. So people my age that I interact with at work, not a single one of them have mentioned Transformers. The Star Wars trailer obviously got a lot of play in the office. Guardians of the Galaxy is getting some buzz. Wonder Woman got a little bit of buzz, but nobody, and I am the resident Transformers fan. Nobody has come up to me to say, man, I saw the trailer for Transformers, and man, did that look good. Not one.
I've had teachers tell me they've seen the trailer for Transformers 5.
Interesting.
You got cool teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we're not the demographic. Transformers fans are certainly not the demographic that these movies
I'm not talking about Transformers in, fans. I'm talking about adult males 18 to 35, which I now fall out of. But but I work with people that are 18 to 35, and nobody has mentioned it.
So do we think it ends up top 10 box office?
All time? Absolutely not.
No, not all time. I mean for the year.
Yeah, probably. It's probably going to be like 9th or 10th.
Yeah.
So, not actually related. Eric, what month is your birthday in?
July.
Okay, so you are just slightly older than RFC is, okay?
Yeah, just slightly. But I'm pretty sure I came up with the idea before he was born.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Unless he was born after October, it doesn't count.
But unless he just sprung into existence...
Well, he was an idea for 9 months.
That's where I was going. That's exactly where I was going. So thank you. Yeah. So who knows? Who knows? But I don't expect it'll do that well. So the subscription service, second shipment in progress now. We've already talked about it. If you are this is 5.0, right?
Yeah.
So if you're subscribing to 5.0, you should already have it or have them in hand soon.
Or if you're waiting for the retailers, they'll have them in hand soon also.
Yeah. So we have a test shot of MP34 Cheetor, which includes unused accessories. And I honestly really like the color on this.
It's a nice shade of green.
Yeah.
It's very Green Ranger.
It is.
Or Battle Cat.
Green Ranger.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they might be testing the green plastic they intend to use on Tigatron.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about that is, like, if they're going to do that, they'd probably be testing with actual Tigatron parts. Because Tigatron's going to need to be more than just a Cheetor recolor.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to need a new Beast Shell at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, given the all-one colorness of this, basically, and clear plastic in what I would say is inappropriate areas, I'm kind of wondering if this is not a lunchtime special from the factory.
Possibly. So, here's how out of it I am. I'm like, oh, when is Cheetor coming out? Forgetting that I have it. Yeah. Okay. So,
but yeah, this shows two unused accessory pieces, which both represent the same thing: the armband communicator from the web, which was the third episode of Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it's an interesting thing to include as a character-specific item for Cheetor. I can see why they might have dropped that if doing that, you know, tipped the balance of costs for it, or they wanted something to hold back for a subsequent release. I'm thinking this could still be a case where it's like Optimus Primal, they do a variant later that's in, like, toy-based colors.
Has that come out
and
yet?
And they include this with that.
That hasn't come out yet, has it?
I don't think it has, no.
Okay. I did not pre-order that, and I don't think
And I don't remember anymore. What the release month for that was supposed to be either.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's interesting. I fully expect that'll be part of a subsequent release.
And yeah. The tooling exists, so it would make sense. Somehow or another, they're going to find a way to use that.
But that would be kind of, you know, to borrow one of our favorite phrases, there would be dull surprise in response to that, because it's not like that's a really interesting accessory.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm thinking it would come with like a Toy Colors version or something. So it's like, okay, get this, which, you know, a certain subset is going to be interested in. You get parts extra if you have the original Cheetor, which it actually goes with, or you get a little bonus with this to make it, you know, just a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it could come with like a Shadow Panther that could be a straight Cheetor recolor too.
Or Tigertron.
Tigertron would need remolding, and one of these pieces is specifically made to fit Cheetor's front leg.
I would love to have a Shadow Panther.
Shadow Panther would look really pretty on this mold.
There's a reason I would love to have Shadow Panther.
You know, it'd be kind of weird to get a Tigertron Cheetor 2-pack. Would be because I remember in I know Japan used to do the 2-packs and such. That'd be kind of cool to get, like, you know, whatever Cheetor they're going to come out with, all the extra accessories, and like the 2-packs, they get like both versions at once.
Although Takara's 2-packs were usually like versus packs.
Yeah. You know,
the Maximal and the Predacon counterpart.
Cheetor versus Shadow Panther? Versus Ravage?
Tigatron versus Shadow Panther.
Yeah. That'd be kind of nice.
I'd like that.
Ooh, try Predacus Agent.
They can call it whatever they want. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all different names.
But he must turn into a cassette. If he's Ravage, he has to turn into a cassette.
Don, do you have Masterpiece Cheetor?
Yes, I do.
Does he turn into a cassette?
Okay, so start trying to fan mode a cassette mode out of that, and get back to us next week with how that went.
Okay, and then you remember the 80s Soundwave commercial?
Where the kid transforms into a tape?
No, it's where the kid is transforming G1 Soundwave, and he takes the legs and just goes like this. If I try that with Cheetor, you would hear the crunch. Snap. Yeah, you would hear the snap.
Okay.
You're like,
yep. Okay.
I still cringe every time I see that. You don't do that with a sound wave, man.
Hey, real quick, while I'm thinking about it, is there a story on T-Formers about Ocular Max, Vulture, and Buzzard?
No.
Maybe not.
Because I'd like to talk about that. I don't want to link to Brand X. I don't want to show that off, so.
Which characters are those supposed to be?
Laserbeak and Buzzsaw.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't have anything up for that. I haven't seen anything for them. Okay. Otherwise, I would have posted it.
I'll see if I can find on their Facebook page. But neither here nor there. So, what else we got going on? Okay, Titans Return Wave 5. So, was this at Mall of Asia? Where was this that these photos were taken in the Philippines? It's Blitzwing and Octane.
Everyone's been getting those on Twitter.
Octone, I mean.
And I want them so bad.
Move to the Philippines.
We need a friend in the Philippines.
We have friends in the Philippines.
I still want
ones who will, you know, send us things.
Oh, that's well, yeah. That Blitzwing. I feel weird that we're already getting another Blitzwing.
Yeah.
Okay,
kinda.
But I've seen side by side pictures of the new Blitzwing and the old Blitzwing, and like I don't feel bad about it anymore.
Well, that's true.
New Blitzwing is superior.
Octane superior too.
I mean, both of them look super, super nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, this is, you know, what the molds were originally intended for.
That's true.
So.
And actually, real quick, if you remember from when we were talking about these at Toy Fair, I had mentioned I was waiting on these because I didn't want to, you know, get every version of this mold. And right. Chris said that was no fun. I hate you. I hate you.
I think though I meant you're supposed to get the Chaos on Velocitron as a, you know, the extra use of that.
You might have, but yeah.
I have them all. I don't hate myself usually.
Oh no, I actually really like this, and I will be getting the other ones too. So actually, thank you, Chris.
Do you have the Megatron?
Yes,
Voyager Megatron.
I do.
That has such a nice mold. I'm really excited to get the Blitzwing version just because of how nice Megatron turned out.
It's even nicer with its repro labels on.
Autobot symbol?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
My Combiner Wars Megatron has an Autobot symbol, but... And also, real quick, the Toy Hack stickers for this thing, huge, just incredible world of difference compared to what came with it.
I bet.
So rip those bad boys off and spend the money and get them. It's worth it.
I wasn't planning on getting the Blitzwing because I have Gewalt, but I saw a picture that has Astrotrain, Blitzwing, and Octane all together.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
looks pretty nice.
It does. It does.
I almost want to go try to track down an Astro Train at this point just because the group looks so good together. But I probably won't.
I almost want to do work, but I don't.
Well, I got
it's more like I almost want to spend money, but I won't.
Uh-huh. Well, I traded a Todd McFarlane Spawn figure for my Astro Train, so I think I...
So you ripped somebody off, is what you're saying. Thank you, Jason.
Why can't we
you're
get...
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Moving along.
So there's pictures of those linked on T-Formers, if anybody wants to get a closer look at them.
Yeah.
And Titan Master Ramphorn, too, which is a really nice-looking retool of Shuffler, which half of nobody can find still.
I haven't found Shuffler yet.
And there are English language reviews of those figures up on YouTube.
Yeah. Which are also linked from T-Formers. Good job.
There you go, Don.
So nice. Hey, Diecast, when will you have a review of these guys?
As soon as I can find them.
Oh, okay. 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. I still want Shuffler's Ultra Mammoth. That's all I want from him, but I want an Ultra Mammoth.
I just want a Shuffler, damn it.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't even care about Repugnus at this point. I've seen one in person. It's not that impressive. I just want Shuffler.
Yeah, John said the paint on Repugnus wasn't that great.
It's more a problem, I think, of A, how they structured the paint app, and what color they're painting over what color plastic. It's just like a confluence of bad things together. Yes, as John points out in the Skype chat, it's repugnant.
So we should. So these are in the Philippines, so we should see them in about a month or month and a half?
It really depends, because like the Wave 4 Deluxes were in the Philippines, but that was a special case. Like, those were months ahead in the Philippines, but stuff was kind of being held back, and, you know, only Walgreens was filtering those out in the U.S., like, a month and a half later.
They're still being held back because nobody is finding any at retail.
I know.
A week and a half.
I order mine from Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon.
Okay. You know, it could be a month, it could be 3 months. There's just really no telling right now.
Yeah, I ordered the other two that I was missing off Taobao because I didn't want to wait or / miss them.
Let us know how many wheels you're missing when they come in.
And how long
they're supposed to. They're not bulk. They're supposed to be in package. So,
What do you guys think of the What do you think of the Triptychon packaging?
That sure is some packaging. I'm more interested in the item right below that.
Oh yes, that was neat.
The prototype.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Check out our big blocky dinosaur.
Yeah. So these are things that were shown off like at Toy Fair during the Hasbro presentation. But most of us had not had a chance to see before this.
Diecast, did you see those at Toy Fair?
I'm clicking on the link right now. But yeah, I saw these. This is awesome because I asked them during the recording if there was going to be a way to get this photo out. And I'm not sure how this photo came to be. It actually uses parts from other toys.
From Fortress Maximus. It's a torn down and rebuilt Fortress Maximus.
Yeah, but there might even be other parts on there from other toys. I only saw it on the screen for a second, but I thought that was really cool just from a designer's standpoint.
Yeah.
Of how they kind of like, you know, mocked it up. And that's awesome that this photo got out, because I specifically asked if they were actually talking about putting this photo on the Hasbro Pulse.
Hasbro Pulse, yes. Instagram, no. Yeah.
But like there was a Hobby Japan or Figure King article which made reference to this. They tore apart a Fortress Maximus and rebuilt it. They did it in Japan, I think. And they did that to make sure that they could get something Triptychon size and shape, like their target shape and volume, out of the parts count and material amounts of a Titan class Transformer, just to make sure that the idea would even work to go forward with from that point.
That's amazing how close they got the tail. If that's using all Fortress Maximus parts.
That's interesting.
It is really cool.
You know, in how many years it takes for this prototype to somehow make its way out into the open market, I would like to see what this would go for on auction for someone's collection.
Less than $1,000.
I really disagree. Like, in the background of that, it looks like there is one that's also been built into, like, the base mode. So there's more than one of these that exists, but, like, if there is only, you know, two or maybe three of these total, and it went up for auction somewhere, like, the right collector would probably pay a lot to get
hold of this. I mean, there are people that collect prototypes, but, man, I don't... I mean,
to me, this is like the most honest expression of a prototype. Yeah. It's literally a design model built out of other existing materials. Yeah. It's not even, you know, test shot level.
This is the prototype. Like prototype.
Yeah, this is like, you know, pre-molds being cut. You know, this is still at the stage where, okay, if this test didn't work out, we'll go back and do another design pass on it and try to tighten it up a little bit, then we'll cut the molds. You know, this is a really, really special, unique piece.
If this went on auction, it would probably, if there was a bidding war on it, it would probably be a bidding war between two people. I don't know. I, like, with a test shot or something, or a prototype that is, actually, I mean, honestly, you could fake this. It'd be, it wouldn't, it would not be hard. Own. Yeah, exactly.
I hard it.
Yeah. I'm glad you do.
Super cool.
I should. I feel like I should, but I don't.
Yeah.
I imagine this is something that, you know, Eric's probably really into also, given his, you know, line of interest with his life.
Yeah, it's just super neat to see how they think about it and just the fact that it worked.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you want to, of course, you're going to, you're going to school to be a designer. Do you already do design, or you just have a passion for Transformers?
I mean, I have an extreme passion for Transformers. I am taking a drawing and design course, but I mean, I haven't made any toys.
So you don't have a 3D printer, and you're not like designing 3D models and stuff yet, are you?
I do work in some 3D programs. I haven't 3D printed anything, but I have some things that I theoretically could.
Okay, cool. Actually, do you know our buddy Trent Troop? Mm-hmm. He'd be a good guy to know if you didn't.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, but I really like his stuff.
He's a good guy. I mean, I've known Trent for longer than you've been alive. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was That's just thinking about that, too. There's
a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that me and Brian know that we've known for longer than
I've known Eric you longer, John longer. I've known of Don longer. Haven't known him personally longer.
Of Don longer. Don longer.
Don used to be like one of the top five most famous people in the Transformers fandom.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
Used to be.
Well, true.
No. There were always people, many more people. You know, Raksha, Dave Van Dolan, just tons of people.
Yeah, I'd say you're more popular than Dave. Dave's great. Don't get me wrong. But I think you'd be more.
But I'm saying in the days when I was on ATT, I was. Nobody.
It's hard, Don. It's hard to judge your own place in the fandom like that. So,
and it's nice that you're humble too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a complete opposite end of the spectrum you could be looking at this from, and then you would just be obnoxious.
I'd say Ben, Raksha, and Don.
Yeah, that
oh,
sounds.
Oh no, sounds... no, I am nowhere near Ben's level. Trust me.
In the 1990s.
No, Ben was still more popular than me.
Hell, now you have people on YouTube that I've never heard of that have like 100,000 subscribers that I have no idea who they are. So,
well, I'm going to be honest here, and I'll be honest here. I've known Ben a long time.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he is a level of fan with knowledge that I will never touch. And
yeah,
we're talking about here is
notability in the fandom, and that doesn't really necessarily correlate to.
Yeah.
I just think that highly of him.
Yeah, Ben's fair awesome. Enough. I love Ben.
I do not mean the statement to sound like an insult, Don, even if it comes out wrong, but we're talking about a study here of reputation more than merit.
Okay. Yes.
You have a great many merits, and you may think that Ben is far above you on that, but we're just talking about well-known.
And again, circa 1990s. You know, now there are people like Lube 45 reviewer XT or something, I don't know, that's probably a YouTube handle, that are more known than both of you to like a segment of the fandom that probably doesn't exist. Moving along, we have...
At least, as far as we know, it does.
As we know. Okay, so...
But we're pretty old.
We are pretty old. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not.
Yeah, I know. and that's not... I'm not knocking YouTube reviewers, because Diecast is one. It's just that it's something that I don't understand. And if I don't understand it, I have to mock it because I'm old. and I yell at clouds.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
I have conversations with my cat and lose.
Yeah, there you go. Diecaster said in the chat he doesn't know who Raksha is. That's okay. That was a long time ago. She is
That was way before your time.
She's no longer active. She's no longer active in the fandom. Now there's some dude.
Yeah, she's smarter than us.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. ramble, rant over. Tokyo Toy Show.
Let's move on.
LGEX Black Convoy, new photos, Voyager Legend series exclusive.
Beautiful.
I need this in my life.
It's another version of this mole I need to buy.
Yep.
You too, Jason.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks
really looks so good. Yeah. Why?
This may be like the new mold that we're going to get stuff forever and ever.
But what else is there left to color it as?
Nemesis Laser Prime. Magnus.
Laser Magnus.
Laser Magnus.
I was going to say Laser Magnus, yeah.
Because
Nemesis Prime is different.
What about if they start doing all those vapory colors?
Oh, God.
Evangelion colors.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Toxitron.
Yeah,
Toxitron. And if you ever wanted to do, say, maybe like as a G.I. Joe vehicle, or hey, Mask, you could do as Rhino. If you want to really get out of the box.
You know, we should have Titans Return Mask crossovers. That could work. With the two different vehicle modes, we've got pilot figures. This needs to happen.
Okay. Because the mask drivers could be the headmasters.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Maybe Hasbro's done enough Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers to SDCC, and we'll get Transformers Mask this year.
Well, hey, you know, they could recolor the Titan Masters as the Mask members in their outfits, color the vehicles as the Mask vehicles, and they would be like, let's say you have, I don't know, let's say you have Optimus Prime mold. You could call him Rhino, and it would be Rhino, but he would have a mech mode or a robot mode.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you guys thought of this?
Sadly, it is.
For BotCon 2018. Oh, wait. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been more focused on visionaries than I have been Mask. So,
no, that's you don't say.
Really? It's a shock, I know. Oh, well, heck, you know, take Alpha Trion, put him in a blue palette, call him Leoric.
Sure.
I got an Alpha Trion yesterday for $12. I think it's about worth that.
Yeah.
I'd pay. Yeah.
I like it. Better than Broadside.
Broadside has three great modes. A great robot mode, a great carrier mode, and a great robot mode.
That's great. Okay, moving along. We have... Okay. Gotta catch up. For seven episodes, Robots in the Skies, Combiner Force, streaming online for free. But there you go.
Yeah, Cartoon Network is streaming these out. You have to log in with the credentials from your cable or satellite provider.
Then it's not really free, is it?
Well, you know.
Nope.
It costs you no more if
it's
you're already
subscribed. It's free if you bought something else.
It's free with purchase.
Yes. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a free thing you have with your cable subscription that you may or may not have anyway. And if you do, it's better than watching it, you know, 5:30 a.m. or whenever they bury this.
Yeah, that was convenient when I had a newborn, but not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, a DVR could theoretically do the same thing, except the streaming episodes won't have, like, the, no commercial breaks for one thing, and doesn't have all the, like, overlays and,
yeah,
you know, the other artifacts of being broadcast.
So, jumping...
Has anyone watched it?
I've watched the first two episodes.
You like it? Too.
It's okay.
I like it. I think they're going to go somewhere that it, like, I think they're going in a direction I'll like a lot.
Chris McFeely was commenting on Twitter earlier and seems fairly positive toward it. So that's generally a good sign.
Yeah.
So, moving to the movie block, MPM4, Optimus Prime Masterpiece movie figure from Hasbro and Karatomi. It looks nice.
Yeah, I think the first link in here is the press release stuff, the official photos. Then we've got a couple more afterward with some in-hand photos and then size comparisons with Revenge of the Fallen Leader Optimus.
How does he size with that?
Very comparable.
Okay, so he's pretty much leader sized.
Yeah, I mean, that's very fair to say. He's more leader-sized than current leader-sized toys are, I would guess.
Okay.
And has way and less kibble those, than that one does, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the kibble streams down a lot more. Like, the engineering is obviously more sophisticated, and you can see from the side-by-side, like, as much as they might share ideas in how to transform it, there are no shared parts, which is a concern some people had that this was just a retool.
Yeah,
you know, like Energon Starscream is a retool of G2 Smokescreen, going back to us being old.
2003.
Yeah.
I thought it was a retool revamp of that leader class mold, but I was thinking of the
movie the best.
Yeah, the movie the best version. I didn't actually realize this was a whole new creature.
That is much bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Me too. Actually, I was kind of surprised by that.
Can you
and it should actually... Go ahead, Rob.
No, you go ahead. I'm going to derail things when you're done.
Thanks for the warning. Sure. No, at this rate, if Bumblebee is, like we think, about the size of an Autobot Masterpiece card, this should keep them in pretty decent scale to each other. So, like, it should work out visually pretty well for a display. What?
I was just going to say, can you imagine how much more complex and annoying that Energon Starscream argument would be now that Hasbro can do some of the things with remolding that they do now?
Oh, man. I mean, we would never be able to definitively answer that either, because, like, the whole roadmap of what a retool is completely different now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Why is it Movie Masterpiece 4, though?
Oh, okay. I can answer that question. So... years ago, when there were leader-sized...
I know why, but you can keep explaining. Yes.
The leader-class movie toys, Starscream and Bumblebee, that Hasbro wanted to make, Takara released them with, like, premium paint jobs and stuff and called them Movie Masterpiece. So those were one and two. The Bumblebee we saw last month in detailed pictures... is 3, and now this Optimus is 4, so Barricade should be 5.
I thought there was a Brawl out of the original 2. I thought one of the 2 was a Brawl. I could be wrong. I could have swore.
Well, there was a leader class Brawl, but I don't think that got put into the Movie Masterpiece line.
It didn't. Neither regular or Desert Camo Brawl actually made it over as the Movie Masterpiece. It was just the D-painted it was depainted from the tattoos, but they actually had a better paint job.
Right.
And then the Bumblebee.
So the comparison shots between these two figures really makes me want to get the Movie Masterpiece, because it is amazing what they've done with this.
But what is with the chest and those two flaps? Just are they not tucked in somewhere, or?
Well, he's lost a lot of weight.
he's been watching Get the Skinny.
Yeah. You know,
he's been watching.
And considering it's an audio show, it's pretty impressive.
Well, he's prime. Prime is so prime, he can watch an audio podcast.
Yeah, that's more like a sound wave thing.
Yeah.
He downloads it and puts it into an audio editor and just watches the waveform as it goes by.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of retools, we have in-hand photos of a retool of Omega Sentinel from years ago, which is Deluxe Wave 2 Premier Squeaks. It's a pretty substantial retool. Very substantial retool.
Well played.
God, it looks like such a great toy.
Yes, it does.
This makes me so happy.
I can't wait to get this.
Yeah, me too.
So it's kind of weird. Squeaks and Drift are both out in the UK from Argos, and are apparently shipping to them in solid cases of just those two figures without... what was the other going to be in that? The Slug recolor, I think, was part of Wave 2.
Yeah.
Crosshair's the other?
No. Maybe, yeah. So it's just like the actually changed figure and the new figure that are shipping in those cases. It's really kind of weird what they've done
here. I can see why they would ship full cases of Squeaks, because he's sure to sell.
No, it's not full cases of Squeaks and full cases of Drift. It's full cases, like... It's a case of just those two figures together, so like four.
Why would Drift be one?
I guess because they've done more reworking on that. Like, you know, there's robot parts shared between this and the Age of Extinction release, but otherwise everything's been replaced. The vehicle mode, like, the way the robot parts are oriented to the vehicle mode is reversed of the Age of Extinction toy.
Okay.
So it's a really heavy modification.
At that point, why even bother modifying?
Because there probably is still some savings to be had in reusing those previous parts than to, you know, cut all new molds. This might just be cutting one new mold element that comprises all the new parts.
Have any of you handled...
And recycle another... What?
Have any of you handled the Deluxe Drift? The from Age of Extinction?
I have one.
Yeah. And yeah, the top is just a complete shell that just plops down onto the robot. So
yeah,
it should be easy to retool if
okay. Yeah, the car is a shell that plops down on top, just like Crosshairs, just like Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sensing a trend here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have a Mission to Cybertron. It's revealed as a Toys R Us Transformers the Last Night subline. So is this like that BBTS exclusive repaint line that we had a few years ago?
Or the Target exclusive Dark of the Moon recolors.
Yeah.
I don't understand this at all.
So Diecast, you know those packaging asset leaks we've been seeing from Weibo the last several weeks? All of that is probably part of this Toys R Us subline.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we're seeing retools of old stuff and odd off the wall things come up. It's just, you know, they're getting together everything they can that they can put under the movie banner. So they have a glut of product that will never actually sell.
So there's supposed to be two packs, right? From what we've seen?
The deluxes at least looked like they were going to be two packs.
Do we have any idea what the price will be?
I'm sorry, what, Eric?
Do we have any idea what the price will be for those? Like, do you think there'll be 40 since deluxes are 20?
Yeah, 50 or 60 at least.
If I remember right from the inventory data dump, the two packs are going to go for about 40.
At Toys R Us?
We know.
Yeah.
That's actually not unreasonable.
Terrible.
It hurts. Retail, it hurts.
Yeah.
Do we know what figures they're going to be?
No, we really don't. Like, we had the one leak of a Voyager figure from its, like, instruction scan, which we're interpreting to be part of this. But I don't think we... there's a recolor of the Deluxe Dragon from Wave 3, I think.
Yes, Skeletron.
Yeah, Skeletron, I think, was the one.
There's Deluxe Megatron.
Yeah, so those two might be a two-pack together, for instance.
Yeah.
Thank you. I completely forgotten about that.
And then there's the reuse of Beast Hunter's Abominus with a whole new torso.
Right.
Oh,
Infernicus. Yeah.
Still not the cool name is Skeletron.
Yeah.
True.
So it looks like mostly the, I think I described what has turned out to be the subline at one point as Autobots versus the metal album covers.
Yes.
And yeah, so I think that's going to be kind of kept to Mission to Cybertron for the most part. And I think these are actually going to be entertaining. They're probably going to be more than I want to pay, but it looks like it could be a fun line.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if that Megatron recolor is one of these two packs and the two packs are selling for $40, essentially they're asking you to pay $20 for that 2013 Deluxe Megatron, which is a teeny tiny figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I chafed at paying $13 for that, so that's kind of no go.
It's crazy.
We were talking on Twitter yesterday, too, and we basically have the loose theory that this Mission to Cybertron subline might be why Toys R Us is having some problems getting this stuff out on shelves now.
I could see that.
Yeah, because I'm kind of thinking that they may have confused the street date for the main line and the street date for Mission to Cybertron, and it's all just happening on June 30th.
Yeah, someone was telling me they refused to sell them a Voyager Optimus Prime on May 24th. I'm like, the box clearly says the 24th, and someone put it out, and they refused to sell it to him.
Well, the box and what the system says are two different things.
Yeah, because
right.
Because I was there Monday, and they wouldn't sell it, and because the system said it couldn't be sold till June 30th.
That's crazy.
At my store, the manager said that the system said they couldn't sell it, and the manager said, yes, we can, ignore that. And so,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's sensible, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip the next item and go to the last item that we have in the Transformers news, okay. Which is the last night UK retailer Argos potentially reveals new Voyager Optimus Prime, which is basically the Dark of the Moon Voyager Optimus Prime with red accessories.
Hmm. And a big red stripe down the side. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah.
The new parts are, you know, big and goofy looking, and I kind of dig that.
Exactly how we like it.
Yeah.
I can get behind
big
that.
And goofy.
So that's interesting. So maybe we'll get that, maybe we won't. Who knows?
I mean, it may have been first revealed in a UK, you know, ad or catalog or whatever, but like I would imagine anything like this being produced is going to be available in all the markets in some form or another. This could end up even being a Mission to Cybertron thing when it comes down to it.
TFW True. Was speculating that it could be an Argos exclusive because red is basically the Argos color. Mm-hmm. But that being the case, it may just be a different exclusive by country. I can see that going to Target here because of that.
Yeah, if Target wants it.
Yeah.
Man, even the tires
Target
are red.
Will take anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, my local Target still has no Deluxes or Voyagers out, and when I scan the tag, they have none in stock.
Yeah, it's not like Target doesn't have some space to fill right now.
Yeah.
Mine had two Sky Shadows today.
Oh, that's nice.
Really?
You son of a bitch.
I didn't buy them.
Okay, so let's see here. What's next? Oh, hey. Everybody out there that uses our Amazon link, thank you very much. It's because of you, we can 78% pay for what we're doing here. So we
Until tax time and... In that case, you know, all that comes out of Brian's pocket. And
yeah, it sure did.
Recoup.
It sure did. So we really appreciate it, though. TFradio.net/Amazon. You can buy whatever you want to buy there. Amazon's great. If you want to buy Transformers, Lyokaiser is in stock. TFradio.net/Lyokaiser, less than $100. The San Diego Comic-Con 2014 Dinobot set. TFradio.net/dino, that's less than 80. But if you're a college student, and we do have a lot of college students out there, people that are soon to be a college student, if you sign up for Prime Student, which as of recording comes with a 6-month free trial at TFradio.net/student, you can get free unlimited shipping, exclusive offers, deals, and promotions, streaming video. Prime Student is Amazon Prime for students. So,
and I think it's at a lower price point than regular Amazon Prime.
I think so. And again, a 6-month free trial as of recording, which right now is May 3rd. Nice. So if you're a college student, tfradio.net/student, do yourself a favor and do us a favor and sign up. It would help us out a lot.
And buy all your ramen noodles through and there.
All your ramen noodles through there.
It's a great way to buy food to put on your freshman 15.
Yep. So. Yep. So tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay. Two things in third party news. We have Hobby Free 2017 Expo in China featuring many third-party unofficial figures from MMC, Fans Hobby, etc. What are the standout items here that we want to talk about? Don?
Yes. Fans Toys FT24 Rouge. RC. So Fans Toys is apparently doing an RC.
Do we have it in color? I'm looking for that right now, Don. I don't see it.
I haven't seen it yet. I just got to it right before we cut to this article.
Yeah, it's only shown on a card.
I see it.
Yeah. So there's that.
Wait, no,
also,
so we'll be able to get that in like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, they're probably waiting for me to die first. And
well, Omega came out faster than that. From the time it was first revealed.
I'm just talking about the amount of figures we have in between that should be coming out. I mean, we have a lot of Fans Toys product that should be coming out.
Mm-hmm. Although, like, you know, there's the Springer that's in the picture with the RC. We know they got a Hot Rod in progress. I would tend to assume they'd want to, you know, have all that stuff kind of bunched together and released consecutively because it all kind of goes together.
Yeah.
So RC could be sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And I saw a new Overlord called, translated as Double Evil, EVL.
We've seen that, haven't we?
I thought we did.
Yeah, that's one of those Fans Hobby ones, I believe.
Okay. And then there's the repaint of Lord Scorpion into Black Zarak, or I'm not sure if his...
Which we saw that before, too.
Yeah, but it's not seeing it, you know, a little bit better in color.
Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for somebody to upsize the knockoff of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Yeah. The my connection's a little slow, so I haven't seen all the pictures yet.
If you want some new KFC stuff, they're doing the horror cons.
Oh yeah,
they look neat. Yeah, the Snapdragon and the Ape Face.
Mm-hmm. King Gorilla and Kingzilla.
Nice.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yep. Well, now I do have the KFC. I've got their Twin Cast, and that's a very solid toy.
Didn't that break?
No, that was my Encore.
Yeah.
Twin Cast.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was my he fell, and the plastic in the shoulder joint snapped in half.
Did he say find the power pack? Wait, no, that would have been before. Never mind.
Because my Twin Cast knows that he's not going to waste his dying breath on crappy words.
Yeah.
And Make Toys also showed a Starscream Masterpiece scale figure, which...
Yep.
Interesting aesthetic on that. I kind of like it. It's a little bit toward the Masterpiece Inferno side of being a bit too smooth.
Hmm. Yeah, they're definitely going for, like, cartoon.
But I kind of like the proportions on it is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they could, like, cut some more panel lines into some of those bigger flat spaces, I would probably be a little bit more interested if I was, you know, buying third-party figures or Masterpiece figures, of which I'm really not into either.
Yeah, I get it.
The Ape Face is so Ape Face, it's not funny, but I do like it. He's just a giant, boxy gorilla, but I do like the way he looks.
And I want to get this one last thing out, not related to that story. Ocular Max, we saw a prototype of this last year, but we now have a color photo of it. It may have popped up before, but over the last week they've posted some photos of Ocular Max Remix Vulture and the Buzzard, which is Vulture's laser beak. Buzzard is Buzzsaw. They are the cassettes, similar to the Ocular Max. Was it Jaguar? Yeah, it says Jaguar right here, which I have, and I'm not the biggest fan of it. It feels really nice for the most part, but it's one of those things where it doesn't have a preferred state of or preferred position, so it just feels to me unbalanced. But otherwise, other than that quibble, it's great. But wow, this looks really nice. This picture in here, I'll share it to you guys in the chat if you have.
That would help.
The Vulture looks great. Basically the laser beak I've always wanted, but it's full cassette size, but I don't care. It looks
very nice.
Yeah, it looks very nice. And, the other photo here with it and Buzzsaw, definitely want to pick those up or one of those up. But since it'll probably be like $50, definitely just one. Not worth getting multiples.
Yeah, you don't really need two.
Until we get, well, it wouldn't be the same mold; it'd be a different mold. But Rat Bat, would love to have a Rat Bat like that.
Now, you know, somebody who's getting that Vans Toys Omega Supreme needs to get the Buzzsaw from this though, so they can have it posed
where
Buzzsaw's killing Omega Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. But yeah, just wanted to
gotta love those Marvel comics.
Just wanted to get that out there. Okay, so let's see what else. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, this week, XV has reviewed Till All or One issue number 9, which is out today, and it is a really great issue.
I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. Margaret Scott writes a good Starscream, whether it's Prime or G1 Starscream. And
she writes the best Starscream, let's just be honest here.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, this is a really great issue. It's worth picking up.
Cool.
I did a video of Hasbro was nice enough to send us a box of Transformers The Last Knight toys. And I've done a series of short videos on basically everything I got out of it. And today is the blind bagged Tiny Turbo Changer. I really like the figure. I would have preferred to get a different figure than I did, but you'll kind of understand why when you see the whole like week's worth of videos.
Cool.
Now, before you move on to the next item, I want to talk a little bit about that because I found out before pre-show started that contrary to what they were saying, there are actually codes on these bags.
There are. Yeah.
It's a letter, right?
Yeah.
It's a letter. Well, a letter or a symbol.
Yeah, exclamation.
Well, Optimus.
time. Yeah.
Well, I'll look into that more. I'm going to collect the information and make a post on T-Formers talking about the codes, where to find them, and what goes with what. So we can be looking for that to come up tonight or maybe tomorrow. I might try to coincide that with my own video on the tiny turbo changers I have.
Cool. Okay. And lastly, Jack has dug something out from his collection that I didn't even know existed. Micron Legends diecast cars.
I love
cars.
This.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is about as obscure as I think you can get.
Yeah, it's close to it.
What do you think's more obscure, out of curiosity?
If he knew it wouldn't be more obscure, would it?
I still think the McDonald's Happy Meal toys released in St. Louis at that one McDonald's is probably more obscure.
I don't know. Well, oh, you didn't? I was going to say those are probably pretty well known at this point just because they kind of obtained a status for how limited their distribution was.
Yeah, these are on one level, I almost want to say they're not interesting enough to be legendary because they're just kind of,
yeah,
you know,
there's a double decker bus. Come on.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically little matchbox type cars with the Transformers characters printed on the side, which proves that, you know, even Japan does the same thing with the weird little metal cars that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not interesting enough to be legendary is probably the wrong way to put it, but it's just there's something that's both so odd and mundane about these that I find these really fascinating.
Yeah, me too. I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Don, have you taken a breath yet?
Yes, I've taken a breath.
Okay, so why don't you tell us what's on the network this week?
All right, on the network this week, Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Bada Bing, Bada Bang. Deep Space Nine is about to enter a 2-month-long arc to wrap up the war storyline and close out the show. But first, we need a little diversion, some fun, a casino job. Yes, this week they watch Ocean's 11 in space.
It's got Vic Fontaine in it.
Vic Fontaine, and the war can wait until next week. Get the skinny 56. Just relax. Really? How do I relax? Relax. Okay. This week on Get the Skinny, John and Brian share how to connect with them and track your weight loss and health goals. Also on the show, they talk about Hershey's Flavor of America collection. McDonald's is phasing out High C. Plus, they wrap up a discussion on how to relax. Brian literally doesn't know how. Take 4 Wrestling Episode 30, our take on tag team wrestling. On Take 4 Wrestling, JT Hogg and Die Hard, Tom McClain are back to talk about tag team wrestling, their favorite teams, what makes a good tag team, and their thoughts on the tag team situation in 2017. This week's gimmick is the broken Matt Hardy, which sounds kind of sad.
Nice.
All that and more on Take 4 Wrestling. Being Awesome 101. So we're already starting on the way to 200. Yeah. Revealing Shields, combining forces and stuff. This week in Awesome, Rob and his wife play Bean Boozle.
Oh, no, that's the old description. Uh-oh. Didn't update it. That's 100. Ignore that one.
Okay. Well, check out Being Awesome 101. Check out Being Awesome 101. It'll be a surprise for everybody.
Yes.
How's
your weekend? That description's also off too. So
another surprise.
We talk about road trips. It's just the episode name. It's a fun listen. I enjoyed doing that podcast.
Well, it was.
It's the musical episode where they sing about road trips. There Goes My Money. Episode 14. Last Night Toys in Hand. Finally. On this episode of There Goes My Money.
It is our money. When we do it together.
It is our money.
Used to be our money, but it went.
We discussed what we picked up this week in Last Night Toys, the YJing RC, and more. Plus, we talk about this past week's pre-orders. Happy days in Wilkes. Brian has posted 2 videos from a remote location in South Dakota.
Yes. I came back just to record the podcast today.
Yeah, because he was on assignment.
Yes.
Diecast, anything new coming up this week on RFC reviews?
Maybe.
TBD.
You heard it here first, folks. Maybe.
If his bag of towel
I didn't see anything new on the channel, so I just threw that in there just in case.
Okay. And Brian has a new podcast starting on Monday.
New podcast starting on Monday. Unless something changes, we're going to have two in the can before we start posting it. But it's something
because 20 aren't enough.
I know. We've been working on it for like three. We've been working on it for like 3 years.
Hmm.
It's a surprise, but we have lots of bonus shows in the can. Probably more than a dozen or more. But the actual weekly show, we've recorded our first episode. We will record our second episode on Sunday.
So basically, nice. Brian is trying to make it so you have something new to listen to as much as possible to avoid that pesky reality.
Yes,
I'm all for it.
Yep.
Take us away, Don.
Just call me Calgon.
Yes. So, okay, I'll do the close. Remember, of course, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/517. You can view the show notes there, click on the links, and everything we talked about, or most everything, will be there. Don't forget to call our voicemail line. We actually have a voicemail, which I'll play next week. You can use it to also send texts. The number is 931-99-GOOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And we successfully tested the call-in feature today, so we will be beginning that new show with Don. It's a Don deal here soon. We'll keep you updated on that. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. Eric, how do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter at Aramus Prime. I tweet a lot.
How do you spell that?
Erimusprime.
Okay.
And I'm also in the Talk Transformers Facebook group a lot, because that's a nice group. And you can also check out YouTube channel Nerdy Geek Talk, where there's lots of stuff, but also TF Primecast is the Transformers podcast.
Sweet. Jason.
You can reach me at Jason S. Kirk on Twitter and Instagram. Check out my podcast, Povocacy, which I do with my friend David. We are nearing episode 100. That'll be happening here next month or so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I also do a podcast with Jeremy from Transmissions about the Voltron Legendary Defenders series on Netflix, and that's at povpodcast.com. We do a video show for that one, so check us out on YouTube as well.
Sweet. Chris is at ChrisRTXV. Diecast.
No,
yes, you are. Chris, Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2 or on YouTube at RC Reviews. Thank you for everyone who has subscribed. I think I'm nearing 2,000 subscribers now. So
awesome. Wow. Very cool.
Thank you.
It's over 2,
and it's 9, you can also find me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Hey, you know, Diecast, what you want to do is have a contest to get you up to 2,000, and the prize will be Chronos.
I have to burn Chronos
as soon as I can find him.
Yep.
That'll be the video that takes him over 2,000.
Yeah. Don, hiding.
Don, speaking of Chronos, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, mail me Chronos is not surprising.
Don's on Twitter at I Love Chronos.
I'd rather have more Chronoses than Supreme Cheetor. I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Awesome. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm at that John D on Twitter. So what are we talking about, Brian, tonight? Are we about to start the show?
Yeah, exactly.
This was an awesome pre-show.
I know, I right? Rob.
Longest pre-show ever.
Rob, how about you?
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers, and I'm on YouTube at Flailthroughs, which I'm going to be trying to update more often since the main thing I do, Gundam Battle Operation, ends at the end of July. Likewise, you can catch toy reviews from me and XV on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Awesome. I guess that leaves me. I am on Twitter at BKilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And I'm posting a lot of stuff on a couple other podcasts that I'm doing. Again, Happy Day and Wilkes. I'm doing more video right now, fewer podcasts. And all those videos are posted at Facebook at facebook.com/happydayandwilkes. The other podcast I just started doing is How Was Your Weekend? That is on Facebook at facebook.com/weekendpodcast. Eric, Jason, thank you guys for being here this week.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
Love having you guys here. Everybody out there who's listening, thank you for listening. We will be back with you next week. Make sure to join us live. Wednesdays around 8 o'clock, we start streaming 8 o'clock Eastern time at tfradio.net/live and on tformers.com. And it's pretty great. And we engage and interact with our chat. And our chat sometimes corrects us during the show. I enjoy that. real-time feedback. That's the important thing. Well, we'll catch you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
Later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.